It's time for Hoag Health Radio. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Hi there. Welcome to our show. Thanks very much for listening and for telling a friend. Today we're speaking with Dr. Adam Kendall. He's the Program Development Advisor of the Palliative Care Program at Hoag Hospital. And the topic at hand is palliative care. Welcome, Dr. Kendall.
Thank you for the opportunity.
For those of us who are just joining us, maybe you could give us a description of what palliative care is.
Sure. Palliative care, in short, is a new medical specialty focused on the relief of suffering. Palliative care actually comes from the term palliare, which is a Latin root of cloaking or to block. And that's actually a very good way of actually talking about this specialty. It's a team approach, including a physician, nurse, social worker, and sometimes chaplain, providing specialized care to those battling advanced illness. And you can think of a cancer team and a cardiac team fighting diseases like advanced cancer and heart disease from within with disease-modifying treatments. But as illness becomes more advanced, it becomes a lot more possible and effective to fight the effects of illness and relieve suffering in ways that improve quality of life, no matter what the survival outlook is. And so this medical specialty focuses on relieving pain, nausea, breathlessness, insomnia. In fact, my fellowship training at Stanford just focused on doing that for people with advanced illness, as well as attending to the emotional and spiritual aspects of disease when time becomes limited and when the treatments of disease actually become very burdensome as well. And this whole thing is called palliative care together. And I do want to point out that it's not just myself at the program at Hoag, but also nurse specialist Janet Batt, a social worker Kristen Fazolero, and a chaplain Don Oliver as well. So we provide a team role for patients, and so it differs a little bit from other medical specialties where there might be a physician lead or a nursing lead taking the program forward.
It sounds like a wonderful team and something that's deeply needed, maybe even more than some of the medical, treatments you can provide a patient. I mean, the emotional is so strong and so important to the quality of life of the person and those around him or her who's suffering.
That's right. You know, many of us wrap our minds around medicine trying to revive us to our previous state of life and living, where we're functional, independent, able to help others. This is called a restitution model of approaching medical care, and it becomes extremely difficult when individuals that are used to being very independent and used to caring for others become dependent and end up spending many days out of a year in the hospital setting and debilitated. And so there's a huge emotional component here because there's a change in life purpose, but also a change in the way medical care is looked at by individuals that are trying to receive benefit when they're at a point sometimes where they can't be brought back to their previous quality of life and living and independence.
And this sort of brings us to another point, that palliative care is different from hospice care, and maybe you can explain that a little further.
That's correct. Unlike hospice, palliative care can be provided in the hospital setting when individuals are still receiving disease-modifying treatment, so side-by-side with physicians that are still trying to fight the disease from within. When an illness becomes life-limiting, that is, there's a chance that it could lead to a life-threatening state in the coming years, it's very appropriate to have palliative care working alongside other doctors that are fighting the disease with disease-modifying treatment. And palliative care is a medical consult service led by physician, nurse, and the other team members I stated above. And so we actually do not become involved in someone's care unless a physician has requested that from us.
Right.
And hospice, on the other hand, Deborah, is actually a team model focused just on comfort and quality of life, and generally in the home setting, if not the assisted living setting, where patients are outside of the hospital and individuals are receiving primarily nursing-led care. So those are kind of the differences between the two.
Well, that brings us to the exact point. Janelle in Newport has sent us an email. She wanted to know if everyone is eligible to receive palliative care, and that's really not the case, is it?
Well, it's a great question. I think theoretically, palliative care starts from the very beginning a disease is diagnosed. So if I go into a doctor and see them for a cough and a pneumonia, the doctor might give me some cough medicine. And doing that is actually palliative care, meaning he's giving me some medicine to relieve the symptoms. But mm-hmm. I don't need to see a palliative care specialist because that doctor can do just fine without needing the expert attention from a subspecialist like myself or the other team members, like a social worker for counseling. And you're correct. I would say the listener is correct in that palliative care can be provided at any step of the way during an illness. But the consult service at Hoag is generally provided for those individuals with advanced illnesses that are having difficulty with pain or are reaching a point where there are very difficult decisions needing to be made.
Now, I love the example of the cough medicine. I'd like to have examples from you, please, of first physical, then emotional, and finally spiritual needs, which might be treated with palliative medicine.
Oh, sure. Well, I can maybe share with you a very common scenario that sometimes we actually are asked to advise in, and that's where someone is at a point where the illness, such as cancer or heart disease, is at a point that there is so much suffering from breathlessness and pain mm-hmm. that the treatments for actually getting down to the root causes that of the disease with cancer treatment or heart disease treatment are just not effective enough to keep somebody in a comfortable setting at home. And therefore, there's a need for providing expert pain control and also expert management of breathlessness and sleeplessness. So an individual may actually be having terrible cough as their reason for needing to be in the hospital, but they are no longer a good candidate for treatment of their heart disease or cancer. And at that time, that's when palliative care can be extremely helpful okay. at really thinking outside of the box. Sometimes non-FDA-approved treatments to really get somebody comfortable so they can start making really hard decisions, which is where they would like to be in the final weeks and months of life mm-hmm. if they are reaching that point, and how to wrap medical care around that paradigm, around that quality of life goal, whether that be continued hospitalized care with invasive treatments or in the home setting with very intensive home-based nursing care. And so we help people get more from the medical system than they ever received before. And so we're fierce advocates for that, even if someone is still wanting curative treatment. And that's a very big difference from hospice, where hospice philosophy is actually consistent with just a focus on comfort and actually allowing the disease to take its natural course. We oftentimes, a week doesn't go by, actually, we don't actually encourage somebody to have some type of disease-modifying treatment, such as palliative radiation or a type of a procedure that could really relieve that person's barrier to good quality of life.
It's amazing to me that it's such a new form of thinking and actually a new phrase, palliative care. A lot of people haven't even heard of it, and it's really so overdue and so needed and such a welcome option.
It is, and it's a privilege to be there during these very difficult times in somebody's care. It really is, and I would like to address the spiritual aspects which you had brought up. When someone is really dealing with the mortality of disease, the fact that they are at very high risk for having only weeks or sometimes days of time with their family, mm-hmm. There is a very big spiritual component of the care that we can provide. And I think of palliative care in the hospital as a palette of care. At Hoag, we have the luxury of having all of the disciplines that I described, nurse, doctor, chaplain, social worker, and a patient can really paint the picture of what palliative care will look like for them. Some would like a chaplain, some would mm-hmm. not. Some actually prefer the clinical nurse specialist as opposed to the physician or the social worker. So it's something that is custom tailored to individuals. And in some cases, a chaplain can be extremely, extremely instrumental in helping someone understand that they are not giving up on God, they're not giving up on their family by opting for a more comfortable path in the home setting, by opting not to have invasive treatments that could be painful and also very risky. So those are some of the spiritual aspects of disease. And I'd also want to point out that at Hoag, we do have a website, hoaghospital.org, and under clinical patient care, individuals and listeners can actually look up some information in a pamphlet that we have under the palliative care button there.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kendall. It's been a total pleasure having you on the show, and thanks to your entire team for all the great work you do.
Thank you. The pleasure has been mine.
Well, this is Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. Lots of great information today. It's a pleasure to be here with you. And please stay tuned because there's much, much more to come. This is your show.